to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and happy Friday to each and every one of you. It is definitely a feel-good Friday. The time is now 8:07, and you are tuned into The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. And get this, we've got an amazing guest in the studio with us. Help me welcome Miss JoJo from Fleet and Family. JoJo, how are you?
I'm doing great, DJ EJ. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's so great to have you here. It's been
a while
since we've seen each other.
It has been.
So I'm very excited to have you here in the studio with us this morning. So make sure you continue to keep it here because we have yet again another jam-packed hour filled with some incredible information. And of course, as always, before we get right into things, we've got to call her DJ JoJo because there's no other way to do this, right? That's the only way to do it, right? So
yes.
We're just going to let DJ JoJo take it from here. Take it away, DJ JoJo.
You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.
That was really good. I like that one.
I can't be led. Girl, pick up your phone. I can't believe it.
That was Jenny and Dua Lipa with Handlebars. And in case you missed it, we've got Miss JoJo from Fleet and Family here in the studio with us. And so this is a fantastic morning, I have to say. Like, it's a little cold out there, but that's okay, too. Like, it's been a really great morning, and it's only going to get better from here. I promise
yes.
you that. So we're talking about mind, body, mental fitness, but with a twist. And I kind of like where this is headed. So tell us a little bit more about this.
So I heard Skipper this morning talking about sexual assault and awareness and prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And it just occurred to me that mind, body, mental fitness, we've got out of six modules, module one and module two actually count as CEUs for our uniformed victim advocates.
Look at
that.
So
I wanted to put that out there.
Wow.
That if you are needing CEUs to keep up your certification, that module one, which is stress resilience, and module two, which is meditation and mindfulness, those are classes that are offered actually this month. And I laugh about it because it wasn't intentional, but now I'm going to say it was so intentional.
That's it. You planned this all along. That's how this work. And it's actually funny you mentioned that because I feel like there's been this pattern all week long. We actually had our newest command chaplain, Chaplain King, came in earlier in the week, and we talked about resilience. So to end the week with resilience, and
mm-hmm.
then of course we're talking about our SAPR advocates, and now we're talking about mind, body, mental fitness, and everything just seems to correlate so well together.
It does.
It's just a whole pattern that exists. So I definitely love that. Okay, that's great. So what else are we looking forward to when it comes to Fleet and Family?
So what else do we have? We've got our spouse orientation that just finished up, so I was able to meet with them and talk about things employment, but even more so, the teen employment program. I've been working with those teens that are 14, 15, and 16 to work on their resumes and interviewing skills when the time comes when that program will become open.
I am really glad you brought that up because I remember I was actually flipping through the MWR's magazine and the teen employment program came up. And it's one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, my teen is now of age to where they can start looking for work,
yeah.
which is almost dreadful, right, for the teens.
Right.
But for the parents, they're like, no, I need to push you out the house and get you somewhere into the workforce. And
right.
so I think it's really incredible that a program exists that's actually geared towards our teens working and really just kind of giving them the skills that they need to make it in this life. So I think that's pretty incredible.
They do. And some of the skill set that these teens already come with are entrepreneurial hearts. Some of them babysit, some of them, you know, have their own little lawn mowing services. So I'm like, well, look at you, you already have skills. How do we translate that on paper? And then even more so, how do we translate into skills when we're actually interviewing?
Yes.
So interviewing is really what gets you the selection for the position.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's such a, you know, it's a process. For those of us that have worked for a while, sometimes we tend to lose sight of it. our resumes get a little dust on it. But it really is a process. And learning that early on in life to understand you can learn what it takes to be able to make it through the interview process, the application process for one, and then the interviewing, and then having to go through that full hiring process really is something else. But it's great that they learn that early on.
Right. And there's going to be some disappointment and adversity, you know, when you don't get the first position that you might have wanted. Maybe you get the second one. I will say there's probably more, you know, teens looking for employment than there are availability. So it's going to be a little bit competitive, but that is real life. And so we try to, you know, help them the best that we can.
That's true. That's very true. I've actually once had an employer call me and tell me it was between you and one other candidate.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? In that moment, I was like, you know what? I'm glad that you called. Thank you for telling me. I was so close. And then it actually motivated me more than anything. I was like, I'm disappointed I didn't get the job. It doesn't pay the bills, but I appreciate the phone call because it meant a lot to me.
And I've had a lot of no's before I got yeses. And so, you know, when you paint a picture of reality and that you can overcome the no's, that's how we learn more about ourselves and how we're going to, again, build resiliency over the no's.
Yeah.
You have to experience the no's first.
Right. The no's comes first, right? Yeah. Yes. No, that's true. And that's true in life, right? You wind up running into so many of those brick walls, but eventually it starts to give way in your favor.
Yes.
And then that's when it's like, okay, there's a reason why I had to go through that journey. And it makes you appreciate those that do say yes.
Yes.
It really
yes.
does. So I love that. Oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm.
So this afternoon after the proclamation, I will be at the Teen Center. It is still spring break. So for those that are here, I'll be at the Teen Center or Youth Complex, really, on Marini from 1300 to 1600. So I'll be there for a good 3 hours. I will get there early to set up. And if anyone wants to start right away, my hands and heart are open.
I like that. You definitely listened to the show this morning because we had a song that called Hands and Hearts Open. I love that you're such an avid listener, though, because that is huge, right?
Yes.
One of our faithful listeners, so thank you so much for that. And for all of you tuning in, make sure you continue to keep it here because we still have a great deal of information when it comes to Fleet and Family. You definitely do not want to miss out on this. Here is Dochi with Anxiety on 105.9.
Anxiety, keep on trying me.
And that was Chapel Roan with Pink Pony Club. We've got JoJo from Fleet and Family here in the studio with us on this Feel Good Friday. And so one thing we were talking about, JoJo, during the break is we've been talking a lot about like the reemergence of our playgroups. So what's going on in the world of the playgroups?
Yes. So we have a new parent support program coordinator. Her name is Janelle. She has restarted playgroup on Marini at the Double Park. So they're every Thursday. They begin at 0900 and they last for about an hour and a half. And it's just a nice way if you are new to Marini or you live close and you just want to kind of network with other parents, moms, dads, have your kids socialize with other little kids. I mean, this is a good time to just go out there, do it. The weather is nice now.
It is getting really nice. We were just talking about that as well.
Yeah, the weather's getting, when it's not raining.
When it's not raining. No, I will say there's a certain beauty that comes with the rain, but after a while, I'm like, I need to see your alter ego at this point. I need a sunny day. And yesterday was one of those days.
It was absolutely
beautiful.
Definitely one of those days. And it's just nice. You know, there's something to be said about being in nature and being having the sun touch your skin.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we've all heard about that seasonal affect disorder, things like that, but it's just so nice for the parent and the child to get fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To socialize, to explore, looking at all the different colors, looking at the grass, feeling the grass. I always talk about being grounded.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And it's one of those things when you're actually in that environment, you are reminded of those words. I still think about when I've attended your yoga classes and I think to myself, okay, you've got to feel your feet, right? Feel the weight as it hits the ground. And I'm like, I am there. I am practicing my mindfulness.
Yeah, so, you know, there's so much power in earth and nature. And I mean, we've got Mount Etna right there that you can glare at, stare at, look at, marvel at. It's snow-capped right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nice way just to spend outside without being in the heat and mosquitoes and stuff like that. So while the weather is still good, I encourage every new parent, seasoned parents.
Indeed.
Multiple children, households.
That's it, yes.
To come on out and just expend that energy out in nature. Enjoy yourselves. Have good adult conversations with whoever is out there. And, you know, we're here to support new families, mature families, all the kind of families, and just a nice, safe and environment. And you don't have to go far if you already live in Maranai.
Agreed. And I could tell you, growing up, one of our biggest things, we always babysat, like, the neighborhood kids or, like, my mother's friend's kids. And one of the greatest life hacks for us was, we're going to take this kid out to the playground nearby and we are going to run them crazy.
Right.
And they would expend all of their energy. So by the end of that day, all they wanted to do was go back to the house and sleep. And I'm like, man, was that one easy babysitting job.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Because they do it for themselves, essentially. They have so much energy to expend.
They do. Children have a natural curiosity, and it's just nice to nurture that curiosity. Let them get a little hurt.
That's it. It won't hurt
them. Let them get a little dirty.
I promise it won't hurt them. It really won't.
How they learn.
I come from the age of that, where we were just used to just kind of running around in the dirt. Yeah. Even as little, like, little girls, you get treated like the little princesses.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, no, we want to go play in the dirt. That's where we belong, outside, essentially, right? Take advantage of all of those beautiful elements as kids and have fun. And if you happen to run into some kids, especially in a playgroup, for example, that's right around that age range, even better.
Mm-hmm,
so it always works out pretty well for us.
It does. So, again, every Thursday, 0900 to 1030 Maranai Double Park.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Now, can people who are kid at heart, can they go? Could that
be
a thing?
I am not going to. I'm not going to limit attendance.
I like to think that I'm something of a kid at heart.
Yeah. What if you're a new couple and you're thinking about kids?
Yeah.
You know, that's just another way of, like, looking at it from an outside point of view.
Yeah, that's actually a good way to look at
it. Until you become a parent yourself.
And then it's a very different subject,
so different,
right?
Yeah.
And then everybody's just like, you know what, but my kid, though. My kid is the exception, right? My kid is the cool one. So we're here for that, too. So we kind of like that as well. So, no, that is actually pretty amazing. So thank you so much for that information, JoJo. And for those of you tuning in, listen, we still have a world of information to provide you. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because this is going to be a very interesting interview coming up. Here's Echo Smith with Cool Kids on 105.9.
She sees him walking in a straight line. That's not really her style.
And for the younger crowd out there, that was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Parents Just Don't Understand. That is a very real throwback. If there was ever one, that would be it. I love it. I absolutely do. We've got Miss JoJo in the studio with us, or as I should say, I'm sorry, I should give her appropriate name. DJ JoJo is in the studio with us, gracing us with her presence this morning. And so we've been talking a lot about our play group that's reemerging, which is very exciting. But now I think it's time to bring it to the adults now, right?
Uh-oh.
Those that give kids the privilege to be kids, to have fun and enjoy. We need to talk about the adults. So what do we have to look forward to?
So for the adults, we have 10 steps to a federal job, learning about what it's like to have local employment here. It's something that I talk about with a lot of our spouses and dependents, both new and old. You know, if you've been here for a while and you're like, you know, I think I'm looking for employment, as well as the ones who are here and like, I'm rearing and ready to go. Well, we've got our 10 steps to a federal job, which basically touches on the facets of federal government, but also to how to build a tailored resume that matches the job announcement when it comes to federal jobs. It is not your normal two-pager. You can't put a picture on it. You can't put, PII identifying information on there. So we talk about all the different things that are appropriate on a resume, such as not having numbers in your email address.
Mm.
Some people are like, what? I've always had 1980 on my email address.
But that's a good point, though, because some people don't think about those things.
They don't think about those things. And so we talk about, last name dot first name, whatever, at Gmail. We talk about which emails kind of work better through the system when they're received. We also talk about what kind of contact information should you be putting on there. And much to, disbelief, we no longer actually put addresses on a resume. And so that kind of mind blows people, like, what?
Because I remember the day
you
put the name. That name was, the font was huge, right?
Huge,
it was the Times New Roman, 1416, something to that effect. And then you put the address, like the phone number and an address. So
yeah.
Different, okay.
Yeah, it's just because people can Google where you actually live. So I think it's kind of a professional but also a safety factor when you put things out there like that. Having a good contact phone number. So if you have a phone number that's outside of your country code, making sure that you put +39 if your phone number is Italian, you know, versus +1 if you're in the United States. So it's little oddities like that. Things too that we go over are formatting. A lot of people will center justify their resume, making it kind of look like a menu, and that's kind of one of those not a good best practice. Going lower than 10-point font. It's a little too hard to read.
That is wild.
Yeah. And then also margins can be as little as 0.5. So try not to go. But those are the things that we go over. And so if you haven't written a resume or have never at all in your life, this would be a great class to go to just to kind of get those parameters down before you start writing what you expect to be bullet points.
Look at that. Look, thank goodness for the professionals, because it's the attention to detail that for me, I mean, some things too, you never really know on the employer side, unless you've actually like sat in that seat. You don't really know what it is that they look for.
Right.
And so that's huge that somebody can pinpoint that out and really kind of give you that competitive edge right at the resume.
Right. And though there may not be spelling errors in your resume, you might have put an extra N or used an O instead of a U. So a lot of things that I see is costumer instead of customer.
Mm, good one. Okay.
And personal versus personnel.
I've seen that too. I have seen that one too. Yeah.
So, you know, we've got really great critical eyes at Fleet and Family when we do a resume review. We're typically looking from an analytical standpoint of how well you match the job announcement. So when you come in, please don't feel like we are judging your character or your value or your worth. We are literally looking at how the resume is written and how well it translates on paper.
And I like that because it's really objective, because you're starting essentially with this prospect and you're saying, hey, we can take this to the next level.
Right.
So let's just kind of educate you on what it's going to take to get that dream job you're looking for.
And the resume is just a product to us.
Right.
It is a product. The product then gets seen by your HRO specialist. And then if you meet the qualifications, you meet the eligibility, then your name then gets sent to the hiring manager. Now, it is the interview that gets you the selection to the job. So that's why interviews are so important. Being able to communicate your skills and experience is so important, because it is the interview that gets you the job.
Indeed.
Not the resume.
Not the resume. But it's important to know, too, it's the resume that gets that foot in the door.
Absolutely.
Which is huge.
I say that resume is the ticket.
It is. It puts me in the mindset of Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory with the golden ticket, right?
Yes.
He's got that golden ticket of his, and that's essentially how that resume operates.
Mm-hmm.
So that is incredible.
Yes.
Okay, so we've been talking about work, and so now I'm kind of curious, because I know there are a lot of programs and courses offered that talk about spouses and transition, and I know that sometimes is not the easiest thing. So what else do we have to look forward
to? It is not the easiest thing. So another workshop that I teach is called, this is the title, Navy Spouses in Transition, and it is a mini transition class for our spouses, because sometimes our active duty members forget, belay the information, but it's good for you as a spouse to know all the processes of what happens when you out process. So your final HHG goods, where did they go? How do I navigate employment now at this point, because I will no longer have military spouse preference? Or, you know, how is this move and this, you know, not having a service member anymore in the military affecting our children? So it's a whole family dynamic thing that happens when your service member transitions, you know, and you don't realize how it affects the family sometimes until you actually ask.
Right. And it's sometimes too, it's not until I'm confronted with that situation do I then say, oh wow, you know what? It just so happens I've got a thousand questions I need to ask. And so it's great that Fleet and Family puts together these courses that combats with all of that, right?
Yeah, and your finances change.
Yeah.
Your finances change, your healthcare changes if you're not retiring. So you have to factor in all the different costs, too, of what happens when you transition. And maybe you are either making more or less than when you were a military family. So it's important to actually look at those things. Plan.
Right.
Planning is huge, and then execute.
Love it. I love how proactive Fleet and Family is when it comes to these things, because you're putting together programs and answering questions that sometimes we don't even know we have until we're dealing in it. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, wait a minute, I need to go to somebody about this.
And then, you know, no one told me that.
Like, well, there's a whole course designed
right,
for this. What
right,
do you mean? No,
right.
So I think that is fantastic. So thank you so much for
you're
that.
Welcome.
We really appreciate you, JoJo. And for those of you that are interested, please take advantage of the programs and the courses that are offered through Fleet and Family, because they're here to help you. Here is Rihanna featuring Drake with Work on 105.9.
Work, 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 work. You send me up, you work, 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 work.
Was Rihanna featuring Drake with Work. We have been having such a great time, JoJo, in the studio. It's always a great time. She said during the break, she was like, okay, I got to keep you on point now. We got 10 minutes remaining. And I was like, okay. She's like, after that, you need to kick me out of the studio. I can't bring myself to do that. I just can't. But before we let you go, because I know you've got a lot of things happening on this Feel Good Friday, can you tell us, how do we go about contacting you?
Again, we are Fleet and Family Support Center, located on NAS1. In building 319. If you've ever had to go to housing, we're in the same first floor. Just go right, housing is left. Our phone number, DSN, is 624-4291.
Nice.
And you can find us on Facebook just by Googling Sigonella.ffsc. And Debbie, who is our front desk person, our information referral, she will connect you to whomever you need to speak to. We get a lot of phone calls about how to call other entities and other agencies, because guess what? That's what we do. We provide the information.
That is it. That is it. As always, it's so sad to see you leave, but when I tell you, it's just, I don't know. I think I know the sun is coming out now. It has been such an incredible hour. I love it. It's been a jam-packed show all morning long, honestly.
It flew right by.
And it did. I feel like I just got here. I literally feel like I just got here, and yet we're now at the end of the show. But JoJo, as always, I cannot thank you enough for being here in the studio with us, providing us a great deal of information that us, our families, our spouses need. And just what Fleet and Family does for the military community consistently.
Thank you.
Is incredible. So I cannot thank you enough for being a resource. And
thank you
for being here as well. We really appreciate that. And for all of our listeners out there, if you are not aware of all of the programs and services that are being offered through Fleet and Family, from resume building to Navy spouses in transition, this is a great opportunity to learn more about what Fleet and Family has to offer and take advantage of these resources, because they are absolutely free. I want to thank you so much for spending your morning with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. Continue to keep it here for your news and sports, and tune in this afternoon for the Afternoon Alibi with our very own DJ Outlaw. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.
In case you haven't noticed.